As I said yesterday, for our boys, for them to bring us this far. If they lose, for us, we take it as a win because we came so far. If they win, for us, it's win-win. So I don't take anything as a lose. We do not lose because they came very far, and these are young people who were born yesterday. So if they go on like this, they will be able to do wonders.
Just making it to the FIBA World Cup and then the win with China, what does this mean for South Sudan?
A lot, because South Sudan have been yearning for victories like this. So I think the smile and the happiness which will bring us together, because we have been separated for some time with the problems, but now this one is bringing us together to smile together and to have something that is called South Sudan.
Yes.
Yeah. From our own children.
Right now we are at halftime.
Yes.
And it's not looking good for us.
Yes.
What are your expectations for the rest of the game?
You know, this is halftime. We still have time to go. And even if they lose, they have played, and you have seen how they feel, have been filled up with them. These people are not joking. They are not. They know that they are playing with tough people. So even if we lose, for us, I don't take it as a loss. I take it as a win. Because, you know, it's not easy for South Sudan to come this far. There are other African, giant African countries who have been knocked out. They have not come here. And other African countries now have been knocked out. We are still here playing. It's a win.
Where do you see the future of basketball in South Sudan?
I'm seeing a bright future, an excellent future, because we have what it takes for us to be there in the map of the world. Now we have joined the global world, so for me, I'm seeing us there.
Okay. Yeah. What's your message to South Sudan?
A message for South Sudan is that they have come this far. They should always push on and be determined for whatever they want to do, because they have what it takes for them to win. We will win. Not only basketball, even the football, all the whatever athletes, we will win. We will be there with those giants.
And your message to the team?
To the team, I will tell them that they are very strong. Let them push on, and for them it's a win-win. And especially with our president of the federation, I really appreciate what he has been doing, because he left the first world where he is supposed to do his own business, make his money, but he chose to come to South Sudan to come and help his country. And he is the one who brought us here. Him and his team, who are coaches, who were his friend, and they were player groups together. And they came to South Sudan to help us, and we are not giving them anything. So I really appreciate, and our boys also, they are coming from different countries to come and play for their own country. This is not easy. We are not taking this for granted.
Okay, yeah. So your final message for peace in South Sudan?
This is the peace that is being done here. This is what will bring us together. And yes. God of South Sudan is there watching us, and I'm very happy for this.